不好意思，我们今天这个走错码了。今天我们是2019年6月21日星期五，我们今天呢又能非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的卡贝山的马尔，就是我们讲述今天的盛典国家放歌的早课，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
10-1 Do you have any questions left over?
No, you covered all of the questions. 好像没问题了哈，上次
啊，对，没有了。
No.
Okay, so we're on line here. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 1. Jani. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha. Bhuya evam baho shinume paramam vacha. Yatre ham priyamanaya. Akshyami hita kamyaya. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha.Bhuya eva mahabaho Shinome paramam vacha Yatse ham priyamanaya Bhakshyami hitakamyaya. The words, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
至尊人格首神说 Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Bhuya. Again.
再一次
Eva, certainly.
Eva, 肯定.
Mahabaho, O mighty arm.
Mahabaho, 臂力强大的人啊.
Shinu, just hear.
Shinu, 只是听.
Me.
I. 我的.
Paramam, supreme.
Paramam, 至尊的.
Vacha.
Vachaha.
Instruction.
指示.
Yet. That which.
什么的.
Take. To you.
对你.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我.
Priyamanaya.
Priyamanaya.
Thinking you dear to me.
认为你是我亲密的。
Bhakshami. Say.
说
Hitakamyaya.
Hitakamyaya.
For your benefit.
为了你的利益。
Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O mighty armed Arjuna, listen again, O mighty armed Arjuna, because you are my dear friend, for your benefit I shall speak to you further, giving knowledge that is better than what I've already explained.
译文：至尊人格首神说，臂力强大的尔朱那呀，再听我说，因为你是我亲密的朋友，所以为了你的利益，我要进一步的给你讲解比我解说过的知识更好的知识。
Okay. Report. By His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word Bhagavan is explained thus by Parasara Muni.One who is full in six opulences, who has full strength, full fame, wealth, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation. This Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. While Krishna was present in this earth, he displayed all six opulences. Therefore, great sages like Parasara Muni have all accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Krishna is instructing Arjuna in more confidential knowledge of his opulences and his work.Previously, beginning with the seventh chapter, the Lord has already explained his different energies and how they are working. Now, in this chapter, he explains his specific opulences to Arjuna. In the previous chapter, he's clearly explained his different energies to establish devotion and firm conviction. Again, in this chapter, he tells Arjuna about his manifestations and various opulences. The more one hears about the Supreme God,the more one becomes fixed in devotional service. One should always hear about the Lord and the association of devotees. That will enhance one's devotional service. Discourses in the society of devotees can take place only among those who are really anxious to be in Krishna consciousness. Others cannot take part in such discussion. The Lord clearly tells Arjuna that because Arjuna is very dear to him, for his benefit, such discourses are taking place.
要指绝对拥有六种财富的人，也就是拥有全部的力量、声望、财产、知识、美丽和气绝的人，是至尊人格守神 Bhagavan。 这就是Parasamuni 对梵文 Bhagavan 一词的解释。 Krishna 在心灵这个地球时展示了这六种财富，因此像 Parasamuni 那样伟大的圣人都承认 Krishna 是至尊人格守神。现在 Krishna 在给 Arjuna 解释了有关他的财富与活动的更为精密的知识。从第七章开始，至尊主已经解释了他不同的能量以及能量是如何起作用的。他现在要在这一章里给 Arjuna 解释他特有的财富，为树立 Arjuna 对奉爱的坚定信念。他在前一章里清楚地解释了他对各种各样的能量，并要在这一章里再次告诉 Arjuna 有关他的展示及各种财富。越聆听有关至尊神，就越坚定地坚定于奉爱服务。人应该总是与奉献者一起聆听有关至尊主的一切，以增进做奉爱服务的愿望。只有真正渴望具有 Krishna 意识的奉献者才能够在一起交谈，其他人参加不了这样的谈论。至尊主清楚地告诉了 Arjuna， 他非常的喜爱 Arjuna， 因此才会为了他的利益进行这样的交谈。
OK。
Yes.
All right. So, Omagana Timiranda Syagana Nimishala Kiyachak Samantana Kutana Shiva Renat. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sostaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste Sarasati Devi. Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavani. Paschayati Vesasam. We don't have so much time because we started late. So this is interesting. Krishna says, now I'll tell you even better than before. He says that a few times in Bhagavad Gita.
那现在 Krishna 他就讲到了，我现在呢要比之前讲的要更好的一些信息。那么他在《薄伽梵歌》里面呢有好几处都是这么说的。
So we know this chapter, he starts to just say how great Krishna is. That's what the whole point of it is.
所以呢在这一章里面呢我们就一开始就了解了那么 Krishna 他是多么的伟大，那这也是整部薄伽梵歌的重要之处。
So we see it says Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
所以那这边讲到的是 Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Bhagavan means the Supreme Lord.
Bhagavan 的意思是至尊主。
It has all six opulences.
所以呢他有六项富裕。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, it never says Krishna Uvacha.
那么在整个薄伽梵歌里面从来就没有说过 Krishna Uvacha.
When Arjuna talked, it says Arjuna said, or Dhritarashtra said, or Sanjaya said.
所以呢就是当这个 Arjuna 开始讲话的时候呢这梵文起头就是Arjuna Uvacha, 或者 Dhritarashtra 说的时候呢就是 Dhritarashtra Uvacha, Sanjaya Uvacha.
Of course, everybody knows it's Krishna, you know, right?
Yeah, 因为所有的人都知道 Krishna.
Although some Mayavadis say it's not Krishna, it's some unknown thing, and Krishna's just like a puppet or something, but we know it's Krishna.
Krishna is only a what? Only a puppet?
That's what Mayavadis say, that it's not really Krishna speaking, it's something else speaking through Krishna.
OK. 那么就是有一些这个 Mayavadi 他们就会说其实这些话并不是 Krishna 说的，只不过呢是通过 Krishna 来说的，说 Krishna 他只不过是一个傀儡而已。
That sounds so crazy that when you hear it, it doesn't make any sense.
那么所以就是当你听到这样的一种说法的时候呢，你会觉得其实还是一种疯话。
But most commentators on the Bhagavad Gita, that's what they say, because they're Mayavadis.
因为薄伽梵歌的大部分的评述人呢因为都是 Mayavadi 所以呢他们都会这样去讲。
So, In order to establish that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he always says Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, but everybody knows it's Krishna. Arjuna will say, Oh Krishna, Oh Krishna, but then it'll say Bhagavan Uvacha.
所以为了要建立起 Krishna 是至尊人格守神的这个地位呢，所以呢就必须要用 Sri Bhagavan Uvacha 至尊人格守神说，而不是 Krishna 说。但是 Arjuna 呢，他会说 Krishna 说的这个 ，Krishna 说的这个，因为所有的人都知道，就是这个 Bhagavan 他就是 Krishna。
So we know that Krishna is Bhagavan.
所以我们就知道了 Krishna 他是 Bhagavan。
And then, you know, we see Krishna saying, "He, I am the source of everything. You know, it's not Vishnu. He's the source of the Vishnu."
嗯，那比如说在这里面，我们也会看到 Krishna 他会讲到了，我是一切的源泉，我是万源之源。
So, we can just go over a little more knowledge here that this is giving.
所以呢，我们在这里面可以再多看一点儿，给我们提供的这些知识。
Because this chapter, we're looking forward to a very wonderful chapter.
这一章呢是一个非常美妙的章节。
You know, we can give a little clue, but you know, at the end, Krishna says he tells so much about his glories, but he said everything wonderful and great and the entire material creation is just a little spark of Krishna's splendor, just like a spark from a fire.
在这一章最后的时候呢，这个 Krishna 他给我们揭示了很多非常美妙的这些方面，但是呢，他只不过就是在整个的这个创造中的一个，就是一个点滴而已，只不过是一个火花而已，是所有的这些富裕的一个火花而已。
Even a, you know, we can know Krishna and not know Krishna simultaneously.
我们可以在同一时候是又了解 Krishna 又不了解 Krishna.
Because we can't know everything about Krishna, but we can know something. We can know he's the Supreme Lord.
因为我们呢，可以了解 Krishna 的一些方面，但是我们不可能了解 Krishna 的全部。
That's what Krishna says himself in chapter 4, that Janma Karma Chame Divyam. If you just know the transcendental nature of my appearance and my activities, then you can be perfect. You can be freed from birth and death.
那 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌的第四章里面就提到了，如果你要是能够了解我的活动和显现的这个超然的本性的话，那么你就能够达到完美，而且呢，你也能够这个超越这个物质的束缚。
So we can, you know.We can know the unknowable a little bit, not completely. Nobody can know Krishna completely. All foolish people say, I know all about Krishna.
所以说呢，我们可以了解 Krishna 的一些方面，但是呢，没有任何一个人可以了解 Krishna 的全部。那么有些这个愚蠢的人，比如说 Mayavadi， 他们就会觉得，他们说他们了解 Krishna 的全部，但其实那是非常蠢的。
Even people know, materialists, the scientists, they know they can't know all about anything. You know, everything is limited.
即便是这个物质的科学家们，即便是去了解物质的事情，他们也只能够了解其中的一些方面，根本就不可能完全的了解任何一件事情的所有方面的。
Like when they first had a telescope and they could see a few planets, they thought, now we know all about the universe.
比如说刚刚开始有望远镜的时候呢，他们可能能够看到几个星球，然后当他看到了几个星球以后呢，他就说，哎呀，我现在已经了解整个宇宙了。
But then, you know, they keep making bigger and bigger telescopes, and then they say more and more, we don't know anything.
然后当这个望远镜的这个倍数越来越高的时候，当他能够看到的东西越来越多的时候，他就发现他其实什么也不懂。
When they first had a microscope, they thought, now we know what the cell is in the body, because they could just see a glob of something.
而且现在呢，有了这种这个就是显微镜。那么这个显微镜呢，以后就慢慢的能够看到这个身体里面的这些细胞的一些细微的东西了。
like some kind of bubble or something. But then they get more and more powerful microscope, and they find out more and more and more that it just gets more and more amazing how complicated everything is.
嗯，然后所以呢，慢慢的呢，但是随着这个显微镜的这个倍数不断的这种加深呢，它就能够从这个细胞里面的一些泡泡就能够看到越来越深入、越来越细致的东西，然后呢，就会被它所看到这个东西呢感到越来越震惊。
Or just like reading Bhagavad Gita, we read it again and again and again, and it just keeps getting more and more wonderful, and we can't figure out how this can be because.You know, I read this before, but now it's like another book again.
嗯，那么就好像是我们在阅读《博伽梵歌》的时候，我们如果是反复的、不断的去阅读《博伽梵歌》，那么我们就会觉得这里面的这个信息呢，就会越来越深邃。然后我们就会觉得，我一直在读的是一本新的书，为什么我好像之前都没有读过这些内容
？And the more we chant, the more we see how unlimited the holy name is.
而且我们是越，我们要是越多的。我们要是越多的去念诵，越多的不断的去念诵的话，我们就越能够感受到这个圣名的无限。
But even if we know a little bit about Krishna's unknowable position, we get inspired to serve him.
那如果我们要是只是了解 Krishna 的其中的一点点方面的话，那我们都会感到巨大的鼓舞。
So we should be very thankful, you know, we're able to know a little bit about Krishna.
所以说呢，我们因为我们能够了解 Krishna 的一点小的方面而感到非常的感恩。
So in chapter 9, Krishna really established that devotion is the goal of life. You know?
那 Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》的第九章里面呢，他就建立起来了我们的生命的目标就是奉爱。
Chapter 7 also in chapter 8.So here he's trying to increase that by telling Arjuna how great he is. Nothing.
那么在《博伽梵歌》的第七章和第八章，他也是为了树立起这样的一个目标。那么在第十章里面呢 ，Krishna 他就试图要告诉 Arjuna 他是多么的伟大。
In so many ways that you can be inspired to remember Krishna.
而且呢，就是有很多的方法可以来激励着我们去记住 Krishna。
When Krishna is saying amongst mountains and this and so many things, then when we see mountains or sharks or lions, we can think that that's the biggest beast.
比如说 Krishna 他就可以给我们这个一系列的这个例子。当我们在看到山的时候，在我们在看到这个鲨鱼的时候，那么就是这些东西，当我们在看到他们的时候的，都会让我们自动的想起 Krishna 来。
So we're representing Krishna, and if we remember that, you know, we're authorized servants of Krishna, then we can always be happy and preach to anybody.
We can always happy to what? To reach to anybody.
Yeah, we can preach to anyone.
Oh, okay, okay.
No,
okay.
I'm just a servant of Krishna.
Okay, 就是当我们从所有的这些事情中去想着 Krishna 的时候，我们就可以意识到，我们可以想着我们其实只不过是 Krishna 的一个仆人。当我们能够觉悟到我们是 Krishna 的仆人的时候，我们就可以开开心心的去向所有的人去传播这个理念了。
Just like if a policeman comes and tells you have to move, you have to move.
那么就好像是。比如说一个警察他来了，他要让你离开这里，你就必须得离开这里，因为他们所代表的是政府。
So like one of my god sisters, she recently left her body. She was about 80 years old. She was a very powerful book distributor for many years.
那么比如说我有一个神姐妹，她最近离开躯体了，那么。在很多年里面呢，他都是一位非常的有力量的一位派书者。
The devotees were telling stories about her.
那很多奉献者呢，都在讲述关于他的故事。
So one time she was selling books in the airport, and a group of tourists, everybody bought a Bhagavad Gita.
那有一次呢，他就在这个机场里面呢，向一群游客 在派书，那使得这群游客所有的人都购置了，都购买了一本《博加梵歌》。
And then the tour guide leader, he told them, "This is wrong, and this person's not authorized to sell these books, and you give them back and get your money back."
OK， 那然后呢，就是这个旅行团的这个导游呢，就对他们说这是不对的，就是卖书的这个人他是没有被授权的卖的这个书，所以说你们现在把这书再还给他，然后把你的钱再拿回来。
And so they all came and said they want their money back. This is not
going to
be selling books here.
OK， 然后所有的这些人呢，全都回来找这位 Mata 姐说，我们现在呢要把这个书还给您，然后把钱拿回来，因为呢您不是就是正儿八经卖书的人。
So she climbed up on a chair and stood up high, and she shouted and she said, "This is the Bhagavad Gita. It's the most authorized book, and I'm completely authorized to sell this book, and you're very fortunate to have it." So they all kept the book.
那然后这位 Mata 姐呢，她就这个拿了一把椅子，然后就爬在椅子上，然后大声的对这些游客们说呢，说这本书呢是《博加梵歌》，是完全的被授权了的权威之书，而我呢也是这个被授权了的规规矩矩的去卖这个书的这个人，所以你们大家都非常的幸运能够拿到这本书。那大家听到他的这一番话以后呢，大家都把这本书都留了下来。
But she was very fearless, and she was one of the first ones to distribute the Russian book.
她是非常的无畏的，而且呢，她也是she is the very first one to distribute the Russian books.
She would travel all over the world and go to Russian embassies and look for Russian people and give them books because he couldn't go to Russia.
Okay. 那么她呢，还这个到处旅行。而且呢，他是第一个向俄罗斯人派书的人，他向这个俄罗斯大使馆里面的人去派书，但是那会儿他是不能够去俄罗斯的。
And she went to Russia.
后来呢，他又去了俄罗斯。
But she would just leave the books different places, you know, on somebody's window, and outside the house, and the window, and people would open the window and take the books.
那么他后来去了俄罗斯，然后他在俄罗斯的时候呢，是把这个书呢就留在各个不同的这个地方，比如说留在房门口啊，留在这个窗户门口啊，然后人们呢就隔着这个窗户把这个书拿过来。
Because she knew she's representing Lord Chaitanya, and you know it's no problem.
因为他知道他所代表的是主 Chaitanya, 所以说呢是没有问题的。
So this is, you know, why the more we read about how great Krishna is.We want to serve Krishna. We want to tell other people about it.
所以说呢，当我们读到了 Krishna 的伟大之处的时候呢，我们就非常自然的想要服务 Krishna， 并且非常自然的想要把 Krishna 的这个事和这个人呢去告诉给其他的人。
So like Arjuna, he's in a very interesting position that sometimes he's in yoga maya.You know, he's just Krishna's friend, and they joke, and they play together, and eat together, and Arjuna brags about himself. And they're just friends.
那这个 Arjuna 呢，他是处在一个非常有意思的一个境地。那么有的时候呢，他是在 Yoga Maya 的影响之下的他和这个 Krishna 呢，保持着非常亲密的友谊。他们一起玩耍啊，他们同吃同住。
And he's not just thinking Krishna is the supreme God and everything, but sometimes he does know that.
Sometimes,
he does know. Arjuna is one of the few people that really knew who Krishna was.
OK， 那么这个 Arjuna 他有的时候呢，他并没有把 Krishna 想成是至尊人格守神，但是呢。尔柱呢有的时候呢他又确实知道这个 Krishna 的真实的身份，那么在众多的不多的就是在众多人中的为数很少的人知道 Krishna 的真实身份，那么尔柱呢就是其中一位。
So like in the beginning he's like Krishna's friend, he's arguing with Krishna.
比如说在最开始
telling me to do, I think it's wrong.
比如在最开始的时候呢，耳珠呢，他还是像朋友一样去跟这个Krishna 在进行辩论，对 Krishna 说：“你告诉我这些事儿，我不喜欢去做，我觉得是不对的。”
And Krishna lets him give his arguments.
那么 Krishna 也允许他和他辩论。
But then Krishna very politely says, "Intelligent people don't talk like that."
然后呢 ，Krishna 他又非常的有礼貌的说。说有智慧的人是不会这么讲话的。
In other words, he told him, "You're talking like a stupid person."
那换句话说呢，也就是说你现在这种讲话的方式呢，就是蠢人的说法而已。
So, and then Arjuna said, "Okay, now I surrender to you."
然后尔朱呢说，那好吧，那我现在就向您臣服了。
So Arjuna became a student, and And he saw the universal form, and he was thinking that, you know, Krishna is the supreme Lord, all powerful and all pervading, and he got bewildered.
然后呢，这个Krishna 就给 Arjuna 展示了他的宇宙形象。当 Arjuna 看到了 Krishna 的宇宙形象的时候呢，他觉得他是这个遍存万有的，而且呢，也是这个非常有强大力量的。所以在此时呢，他感到了非常的恐惧，而且感到非常的困惑。
But then he became Krishna's friend again.
然后呢，他又成为了 Krishna 的朋友。
Because that's what Krishna likes that.
因为 Krishna 其实是喜欢 Arjuna 作为他的朋友的这样形象的。
Krishna likes having friendly relationships with devotees.
Krishna 他喜欢和他的奉献者保持着朋友的关系。
He doesn't like to just be, you know, worshipped in awe and reverence all the time.
他不喜欢他的奉献者总是怀着敬畏之情向他崇拜。
But in order for us to get really close to Krishna, we need to understand his unlimited glories, be highly respectful. We can't be too friendly with Krishna, but we are friends. Krishna's friends with everyone.
但是呢，为了就是真正的。了解跟 Krishna 的这种友谊之情，首先呢，我们要怀着极强的这种敬畏之情，向他去顶拜。因为如果我们要是对他没有足够的这种尊敬之情的话，我们也是不可能和他去保持这样的友谊的关系的。但是 Krishna 呢，他确实是每一个人的朋友。
So Krishna is always with us.
所以 Krishna， 而且他是总是和我们在一起的，无论我们到哪里。
You know, we can act, immediately remember that by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Hare. 而且呢，我们能够立刻的记起 Krishna 是和我们在一起的。当我们念诵起 Hare Krishna 的圣名的时候
，And Krishna is in everyone's heart.
Krishna 在众生的心中
，And he is waiting for devotees to approach these people and tell them about Krishna.
而且呢，Krishna， 而且呢 ，Krishna 他也等着奉献者能够去接近所有的人，然后呢，告诉大家关于他的信息。
Krishna is so happy when you know we're talking about him because he's in the heart, he's waiting to see the soul get relief from the ignorance and darkness of the material world.
因为 Krishna 呢，他是在众生的这个心中的，所以当我们谈到他的时候呢，他就会非常的开心，因为他也非常的希望能够看到这个生物体能够离开这个黑暗的愚昧的状态。
So, this is the mercy of Krishna.
对呢，这就是来自 Krishna 的恩
赐。It's always good to go over the six opulences.
我们就是如果老是能够去感知 Krishna 的六项富裕是非常好的。
And in this verse, Krishna is saying, "I'm speaking for your benefit."
那么 Krishna 在这个世界里面 ，Krishna 就讲到了，我讲是为了你的好处，所以才会讲的。
He says, "Because you're my friend."
他说，因为你是我的朋友。
And that's a few places in Bhagavad Gita. It says, because you're not envious and because you're my friend, I'm going to tell you this
那么在《薄伽梵歌》的好几个地方 ，Krishna 都会说，就是因为你是我的朋友，因为你不嫉妒我，所以说我才会把这些事情告诉你。
And Srimad Bhagavatam says right in the beginning in verse 2, Nirmat Saranam Satam. This can be understood by people who are not envious.
Krishna 在不是就不是对不起不是 Krishna 就是在圣典不加瓦坛的开篇的第二章里面第二个世界里面就讲到了就是这门知识可以被不嫉妒我的人去理解。
So Krishna is always with us. He's in the heart.
对 Krishna 因为 Krishna 他在众生的心中，所以说 Krishna 他一直都和我们在一起。
Even if we fall in the body of a pig or something, Krishna goes along in the heart.
即便是他，我们如果是进入了猪的这个躯体的话，那么他也是和我们一起去的。
Always trying to help him, to help us to get back to him.
所以 Krishna 他始终都在我们的心中，他始终都在帮助我们，让我们能够回到他的身边。
So, see if any questions are coming in.
Okay. Sadi Maji, Guru 问有没有问题进来现在？好的 ，Krishna， Mahar 说呢，现在大家没有任何的问题，看大家如果问题的话呢，就可以提上来。
你暂时还没有，稍等一下啊。
嗯。
Then let's just again. What are the six opulences?
Sorry, Amar, I didn't hear the first part. Can you say it again?
Krishna has unlimited opulences, but we list six sort of the main ones.
Okay, 那么 Krishna 呢，他是有无限的富裕的，但是我们在这里面呢，就列出了这六项主要的富裕。
So one is fame.
那么其中一个呢是名声声望。
Nobody is more famous than Krishna.
所以呢，没有任何一个人比 Krishna 要更加的有名了。
Everybody in any culture in the world they have some idea of God.
那么在每一个世界的任何一种文化背景下，所有的人都有关于神的某种理解。
Then, let's see.Full strength, unlimitedly powerful.
然后呢，这个 Krishna 他还有无限的力量。
Sometimes the atheists they challenge and they say,
If
Krishna is so great, can he create something that's so heavy that he can't lift it?
那么有的时候呢，就是sorry, I didn't hear.
They ask.If Krishna is so great, can he make something that's so heavy that he can't even lift it?
Okay, 就是说如果是 Krishna 他要是这么的伟大的话，那么就是我们有没有可能就是创造出一个特别沉的一个东西，然后呢他可以把它给提起来呢？
And they think that way they can trick you into saying just seeing him.
因为大家觉得就这样的方式就可以骗得了你。
So, Prabhupada answered different ways.
释迦牟尼佛有不同的方式去回答，去应对。
He said yes, he could do that.
释迦牟尼佛说呢，可以啊，他可以提得起来。
But then he would lift it.
然后呢，他就会 ，Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't really follow the.
Yeah, it's a stupid question, but this is how atheists challenge.
Okay, 我对不起啊，我对这个问题好像我有点晕。那么 ，Maharaj 说就是他们提出了一个非常的蠢的一个问题，然后以这样的方式呢去来发出挑衅。
So they said, could Krishna make something that's so heavy that he can't lift it?
He can't. 那么就是说，这个 Krishna 他能不能？Oh, okay. You mean Krishna himself can make something too heavy?
That who can't lift. They're asking, if God is so great, can he make something that's so heavy that even he can't lift?
Yeah. 就是 就是这些人他们在问一个问题，这个问题就是说，就如果是神他是如此的伟大的话，那他有没有可能自己去创造出一个特别沉的这个东西，乃至于就是他自己都提不起这个东西来。
It's a stupid question, but that's how the demons are.
那么这是那样，那么所以说这是一个非常蠢的一个问题，但是恶魔他们就是会这样发出蠢的问题的。
So Prabhupada said yes, he can do that.
那然后呢，十二帕帕就说可以，他能这么做。
So they're thinking, well, if he can't lift it, then he's not so great.
但是呢，就是这个蠢人提出这个问题的时候，他的想法是这样想的。就是如果他要是创造出了一个他自己都提了不起来的一个东西的话，那也就意味着他不是那么伟大。
So then Prabhupada said, then he would lift it.
然后释迦帕帕就是说呢，他可以创造出这么一个东西，然后呢，他会把这个东西给提起来。
Or one time he said Balaram would lift it.
然后还有一次释迦帕帕说呢，或者他创造出这个东西来以后呢， Balaram 会把他给提起来。
So this, anyway, he's the most powerful, he's the most wealthy, rich, he owns everything.
那么所以呢，他是最有力量的，而且呢，他也是最富有的，所以呢，通过他是拥有一切而展现的。
He doesn't own just like some people own the whole country and all the oil wells or something, but that's only one little spot on one little planet. Krishna owns all the planets.
那比如说有些人他可能会拥有整个国家，或者他会拥有一口这个油井，但是呢，那只不过是一个星球，或者说是在一个星球里面的一个小地方而已。那么 Krishna 呢，他是拥有整个的宇宙，他是拥有所有的一切。
And one speck of dust from Vaikuntha is worth more than all the diamonds on earth.
那么在外昆塔的其中的一粒尘埃也要多过于在地球上的所有的钻石。
And Krishna has unlimited knowledge.
然后 Krishna 他有无限的知识。
All you have to do is read the Bhagavad Gita to see that.
那所以我们唯一要做的一件事情呢，就是要去阅读《博迦梵歌》。
And he has unlimited beauty.He's the source of all beauty.
然后呢，它有无限的美丽，它是所有的美丽的源泉。
And the Acharyas say of all the different opulences, the beauty is the most wonderful. That's what makes everything
else. 那么 Acharya 说呢，就是在所有的这些富裕里面呢，最美妙的是美丽，因为这个美丽呢，让所有的一切都变得非常的美好。
Everything about Krishna is beautiful. His name is beautiful. His form is beautiful.
关于 Krishna 的一切都是非常的美的，那么他的这个名字是很美的，他的这个形体是非常的美的，他的笑容是非常的美妙的，他的这个眼睛，所有的一切都是非常的美的。
So everybody's looking for beauty. What's the most beautiful car, the most beautiful woman, the most beautiful man? So many contests are going on, beauty contests.
那么所有的人呢都在寻求着美丽，他们希望有美丽的车，然后呢成为最美最帅的男人，最漂亮的女人，然后呢现在就关于这个美的这个话题呢也有很多的这些噱头。
Krishna's beauty never fades, it never gets old.
但是 Krishna 的美呢就永远都不会消失，它永远都不会变老。
That's Radharani is more beautiful, butShe's the internal potency of Krishna.
那么 Radharani 呢是非常的美的，是更美的，但是呢它是 Krishna 的内在的能量。
And Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined, so he's even more beautiful.
所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢它是 Radha 和 Krishna 的合体，所以呢它就更加的美。
And then on top of that, Krishna is renowned.
而且在所有的这一切之上呢， Krishna 他还是最气绝的人。
Usually, for someone who has a lot of opulence, it's very hard for them to give it up.
通常来说呢，如果要是一个拥有很多富裕的人，他是很难去把这些富裕给放弃掉的。
They're very proud of their opulence.
他们会非常的骄傲于自己所拥有的这些富裕。
And they think I worked hard to get this.
他们会想
karma, life, or whatever.
他们会想，就是因为这些都是我这个辛辛苦苦的挣来的，而且呢是由于我前世的好的业报，使得我现在能够得到这么多的富裕。然后他们呢就会对所有的这些财富呢感到非常的依附，从而呢不想放弃。
But Krishna is completely detached.
但是 Krishna 他是完全的不依附的。
He doesn't feel proud of his, you know, his he can give it all up.
他不会觉得因为他有这些富裕而感到非常的骄傲，他可以放弃所有这一切。
Lord Ramachandra was married to the goddess of fortune. He gave her up.
主 Ramachandra 他与幸运女神结婚了，但是呢，他却放弃了她。
朱彩丹也 gave up.
Mahaprabhu 他也放弃了这些富裕。
So Krishna displayed all six opulences in full.
那么 Krishna 呢，他这个完全的展现着这六项富裕。
In ordinary people, if someone has a little more money than everyone else, you know, everybody's looking up to him and thinking he's great. If somebody is beautiful more than other people, everyone's fascinated.
那么作为这个普通人来讲呢，如果他要是比别人多一点钱的话呢，那就会得到别人的羡慕，别人就会觉得他实在太了不起了。而且如果是一个人他比别人长得要漂亮一些呢，也会得到很多人的青睐。
OK, so any questions come?
OK, Monty 有问题吗？
那这样我有一个问题，就是在《波迦梵歌》这个第十章当中，后面不就是列举了 Krishna 的这些富裕吗？就很多，我是声明啊，我是什么水系中是海洋啊，什么这些。然后在第七章当中也 Krishna 也说了，我是日月之光啊，我是火之热量啊。然后第九章当中也列举了我是什么贡品啊，什么类似于这样的就是富裕。就是这几章当中 Krishna 这样列举的，它这个有什么区别吗？还就是
Maharaj, Sati Maharaj has a question. The question is that in chapter 7, chapter 9, and chapter 10, each of the chapters, Lord Krishna actually lists the different opulences he has, and he said the different thing that I am this and I am this and that. So the question is that are there any differences for these statements in different chapters?
Well, simultaneously one and different.
那么首先呢，就是其一又一。
Because everywhere in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, you know, I'm the Supreme Lord and you should worship me.
因为在《博迦梵歌》的整部的很多地方 ，Krishna 他都说我是至尊人格首神，你应该崇拜我。
But he's presenting it from so many different angles to attract different kinds of people.
但是呢，他是通过各种各样的角度来展示这些要点，然后呢，可以去吸引各种各样不同的人。
So he talks about karma, talks about jnana, he talks about, you know, all kinds of things, but the essence is always bhakti. But in these chapters, he's more and more just describing his own glories and trying to inspire service.
所以呢，他会讲到 karma， 会讲到 jnana， 但是呢，最重要的呢是 bhakti。所以，但是在这些章节里面呢，他实际上他都是在讲述他自己的荣耀。
Right.
就是因为就这种荣耀呢，就可以去对他去来进行服务。So the question from Satyamaji is that. So for the different statements in chapter 7, chapter 9, chapter 10, all of them just for the glories of the Lord and for the service to him, to inspire people to do the service for him, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. 那么其实这几章里面列出来的所有的这些呢，都是为了展示 Krishna 的荣耀，然后从而让我们知道他的伟大，然后呢，我们可以去为他做服务。当然，这也是《博迦梵歌》的主旨。
Okay.
Yes. 还有问题吗？
嗯，房间里没有问题。
没有问题哈，今天、OK，So Mars, so there was no questions.
Okay, that's all right with me because I'm at the Bhakti Center and there's a very big kirtan going on.
Okay.
Radhana Swami is going to be chanting in the Janavi.
Wow, wonderful.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I was trying to get started earlier, but then the Skype didn't come.
Yeah, it's my fault. I don't know what's wrong with my Skype.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
We managed fine.
Yeah. So, Mars, 给大家抱歉，因为今天我们的这个课晚了。本来我们是希望早一点，但是由于各种各样的原因吧，主要是我的这个电脑的这个原因。
WeChat might be better than Skype.
但是现在好像我们今天用这个微信来转播的，好像微信比 Skype 好像还稍微好一点。
So you can do however you want.
现在我们可以用各种各样的方法来做。Yes, Maharaj. I need to figure out my Skype though. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. You can use it then once you use WeChat.
Yeah,
okay.
But now it doesn't allow me to access in.
谢谢
Mark. Yeah, so we finished the class. 外昆塔之音，服务原因聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢咖啡 Chandra Maharaj 在这么忙的这个旅程中抽出这个时间来为我们讲述今天的这个早课。
Sro yo rong yao gui yu ju wei de hong sha jian
Beautiful. 所有的荣耀都归于智慧的奉献者。
Glory you, you, we, from Shanti.
Very well said. 所有的荣耀都归于智慧的奉献者。
Little slow. Okay. Glory you, glory you, glory you, glory you, from Shanti.
Okay.
That's much for bacon and get finishing for me.
Okay.
So
Mark, we end the class. 谢谢马萨蒂马拉吉，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周五。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
谢谢萨蒂马拉吉。Hare Krishna.